Welcome to the Website Coach Podcast, the podcast for entrepreneurs and small business owners that want a winning website, one that attracts more visitors and helps them book more clients. I'm Marie Brown, a website designer and business strategist, and I'll be sharing simple and actionable tips to help you create a winning website. So let's get started.
Hello, welcome to episode number 50 of the Website Coach Podcast. And I am genuinely thrilled that this is episode number 50, because an awful lot of podcast shows don't make it beyond 10 episodes, let alone get to 50. There is this thing called pod fade, where shows just disappear without a trace. Their end is not necessarily announced, but they just disappear. And the other thing which I'm so pleased about is the fact that I have actually put out an episode every week since I launched last October. So this is not actually 50 weeks because I did launch the first time with three. So we will be approaching the 1 year anniversary at the beginning of October. But I wanted to do something a little bit different for this, the 50th episode. And you may have noticed that my podcast has been a mixture of solo episodes where I just talk and interviews with guests. And I've genuinely tried to find guests who are not on other podcasts. It means that not everything is quite so polished as you might find on somebody else's podcast, but I feel that you are getting information and understanding from people who are either at a similar place in business to you or maybe slightly further on. And it's not been that long ago that they were where you are now. So I hope you found some of my guests, or all of my guests, interesting and that you've learned something from their episodes. At the end of each interview, I ask each guest for a piece of business advice. And that can be something for either somebody starting out, maybe that they wish they had known when they were first starting out, or it can be advice that applies to people at a later stage in business. And what I'm doing this episode is I'm actually going to share all of those with you again, because I suspect that you've probably forgotten what that advice is from each of my guests. I know I certainly couldn't remember all of them and what they had said. And there is some really, really good advice in there. So without further ado, I'm going to introduce the first guest. And the very first guest I had on my podcast back in February was Caroline Kings. And Caroline is a freelance writer and she writes for a lot of businesses. She writes website copy, she writes blog posts, and she writes social media and emails as well. And so let's listen to Caroline's piece of advice.
Okay, my top piece of business advice would be to talk to people and to listen to what they've got to say and to not be afraid to ask for help, actually. So, you know, as I said, I've got a really, really strong network, and there are times when you might be coming across a bit of a dilemma. You know, make sure you've got somebody or some people that you can go to either for that particular issue, like if it's a marketing issue or a finance issue, somebody that you can go to. If it's somebody more generic, like you just need advice, I have a brilliant business coach, and she has helped me get through so many sort of, you know, times when I've been doubting myself, or I'm not really sure which direction to take. So just make sure that you're not trying to soldier on your own, and you have got people around you that you can turn to for help. Because as you said, Marie, it can be a lonely journey for some of us who, you know, aren't sort of career business people, as in we've maybe had jobs before. It's a new experience, and you know you're going to make mistakes as you go along. So just make sure you've got people that you can talk to and turn to.
That is great advice from Caroline. Don't try to figure everything out on your own. You need other people in your corner that you can turn to when you need help or support. And you'll find it's a common theme you'll hear from others in this episode. Next up is Kelly Mortimer. She's a wedding industry speaker and trainer, and she gave this advice back in March on episode number 25.
Grow an email list. I wish somebody had told me that sooner. I hadn't realized when I began, again, coming out of corporate, you kind of didn't realize that it wasn't my business to gather data. But I think early on, I would have done that faster to grow an email list, to have, you know, free downloads on my website, to drive data of the kind of people I wanted to work with so that I could then keep in touch with them and also move them from social media that we don't own onto an email list that you do own. We're seeing it more and more with people's accounts being deleted from Instagram and Facebook and all the others. We don't own those platforms. So you can build 15,000 followers, 20,000, a million followers, and tomorrow they delete your account and you have nothing. So moving people off of social media onto an email list that you then own is definitely my top piece of advice for any new entrepreneurs.
Another great piece of advice from Kelly. We've all heard those horror stories of people who lose their social media accounts that they've put time and effort into. So grow an email list that can't be taken away from you. In March, I also interviewed personal stylist Fleur McCrone. That was in episode 27. This is her top piece of advice.
I think really, I mean, just being yourself. I know we've talked about this and I know I've mentioned it a few times, but it is such a strong, it's such a strong thing to kind of have as your like guiding light when you're starting a business. I think being you and being presence and being visible, no matter what you do for your business, will allow people to get to know you, get to know your business. And I just think you will find that people will, you know, you, your vibe attracts your tribe, really. That's the ultimate truth. And I think that, you know, I am always amazed at the people who contact me and then I've never met them before and I meet them and I'm like, you are my sort of person. You're the sort of person I would want to work with. Like you're the, you know, you're the perfect client for me. And I think it boils back down to having a consistent message in your marketing to attract the right people to you. And off the back of that, I think being confident is really quite powerful in business. And I don't quite know at what point in my business life I suddenly became more confident. I think it happened over a period of time because I can't pinpoint it, but I definitely recognize that more has happened for me. My business has grown much more when I became more confident in what it is that I do. So being able to say, do you know what? I'm a personal stylist and I'm really good at what I do and not cringe is really powerful. And when I could say that.
I completely agree with Fleur. Coming from a corporate world where you're forced to fit in and be almost anonymous, it can be hard, but being your authentic self and confident about it makes such a big difference to your business success. People buy from people, after all. On episode 36, I interviewed Amazon expert Vicky Weinberg. Who has more great advice for you?
Okay, I think this piece of advice applies to everyone, and it's something I forgot to say earlier when I was talking about fitting things in. And I would say, I think it's really important to get good at prioritizing, because I think it can be really easy to either to put off the important things and maybe procrastinate by doing, you know, there's so many busy work things we could do to put off doing the thing we need to do. But I would say that, you know, life happens, especially if you have care and responsibilities or another job or whatever it is, things can happen. And I personally think that if you can prioritize, so you know that every day you're doing the thing that really needs to happen, if the rest of the day just goes completely wrong, well, at least you've done that thing. But I've certainly had the experience where I've kicked myself because I've spent the morning trying to emails or, you know, posting on Pinterest. And then, you know, one of the kids is ill and I think, oh, and I was meant to do that thing this afternoon and Did you know what I mean? I didn't. And then that kind of, yeah. So my best advice would be to prioritize and do the important thing. Even if, you know, you've got a massive list, do the thing that's more important.
I don't know about you, but I could certainly be better at prioritizing. And I think an easy takeaway is to make sure you do the most important thing you want to get done each day early on before anything else can get in the way. And that probably applies particularly during the school holidays. Don't know about you, but my days have certainly been interrupted much more during August. In June, I interviewed women's wellbeing coach, Caroline Kerslake. That was episode number 38. Here's her top piece.
I think network, that's the best I've had, certainly in the last couple of years. You're starting it maybe on your own, but certainly if you have literally just perhaps finished one role, network, find your local networks, whether it's Zoom or in person, get to know people locally, because you've then got that support network. You've then got their knowledge, their recommendations, their information, and you build some fantastic relationships, acquaintances, friendships are made.
Yes, just like Caroline King's earlier on, Caroline Kerslake, maybe it's in the name, thinks there is an awful lot of value in networking. And I would agree with her completely. I have had a lot of value out of a couple of networking groups that I am in. And networking gets a really bad rap, but it doesn't have to all be about suits. It's very much a case of finding the network that works for you. And for me, that is generally female groups, which surprises me because in corporate world, I used to work with a lot of men. But certainly female groups, and often with people who are a similar sort of age to me and a similar sort of stage in life too, of managing a family, and often with older children rather than younger ones, because the demands are slightly different. So definitely find your network. In episode number 40, I interviewed Naomi Buff, who is an integrative holistic wellbeing coach. This is what Naomi had to say.
Do you know what? This is probably something that my son says to me. My son's really dyslexic, and so I've had to work really hard with him to shift his mindset. And a lot of work that I do is mindset based. But sometimes, like, if I'm kind of like feeling a bit deflated, he will reflect my words back to me and go, "Mummy, never give up, never give up." And you know what? So simple, but so effective, because there are, when you start a business, there are so many things that you'll fail at. I've failed at so many things, and it's really easy to just go, "Right, that's it. I give up." But it is just like finding that bit within you that, you connect back to your passion, your purpose, your why, and that piece that comes forward and just pulls you out of that low moment, and you go, "No, I'm going to keep going. What do I need to learn from this?" So never give up. The most simplest words, but so powerful.
And often we overcomplicate things. So simple advice is often the very best. And I think Naomi, and particularly her son, are absolutely spot on there. There are times when you don't feel like keeping going with your business, but just keep going and things will get better. In episode number 42, I interviewed home interiors writer Rachel Hale. Rachel has this advice for us all.
If you're in college, you've got a couple here, basically don't listen to your family. Don't even love your prospective clients. You may love them dearly, they may love you dearly, but they are not the best person to get advice when you're trying to set up your business. My husband, although he thinks I'm very good at what I do, he doesn't like the way I write at all. He hates the fact that I start sentences with "and" and "but" and have contractions and stuff. He's very formal, and, you know, business should be done properly. Forget your family. Basically, find your tribe. Find other people that have the same values as you. They don't have to be in the same business as you, but if they're running their own businesses, then you're going to be able to have a sounding board. You can ask those questions that you're too embarrassed to find, you know, to ask anybody else. You're all in the same boat. And people are really friendly and helpful. So try and find people that are at a similar stage to you, to be like your support buddies. but then also try and find people that are a couple of years further along the journey than you, so you can gain advice from them, you can learn from them. And don't be afraid to invest in advice. We can't all do everything ourselves. Like coming to you from my website, I couldn't go any further. I also sometimes use a business coach because I just can't do everything myself. So don't be worried to delegate. And the final one is trust your gut. So many times I've had those little warning signs that go, this doesn't feel quite right, but I've done it anyway. And it's never worked out great. So, trust your gut. It does actually know what you need to do. And just enjoy it. Try and just enjoy what you're doing. Keep in mind why you're doing it, but follow what makes you happy.
Rachel cheated a little bit there. She gave us 5 pieces of advice, but they're all really, really good pieces of advice. First one, don't listen to your family, by which it's not a case of don't listen to your family, but you need to listen to people who are your target audience, because your family don't always understand the world of entrepreneurship and don't always understand the perspective of your target audience. And although mine are incredibly supportive, I certainly feel that way too. The second one was find your tribe, which I think is very close to that, really, isn't it? Because it is finding those people who do understand what you're going through. Her third was to invest in your business and outsource where you need to. And that's something a lot of people are very scared to do. Certainly I was at the beginning, but actually I've had an awful lot of value. Not every single investment has paid off, but I've had an awful lot of value overall. Her fourth one was trust your gut, which is, it's your intuition, isn't it? It's your brain telling you what you really need to do. And fifth, and who could disagree with this, enjoy what you do. So thank you, Rachel. We'll let you off having 5. Back in July, just last month, I interviewed business mentor Libby Knight in episode number 44. And Libby's had lots of advice in the episode, but here is her top advice.
So I think I've touched on this before, is about finding how you can build your business. You don't need to do it like everybody else has, because your business is unique. Your why is unique. We all want to have impact. We want to make change. We see a discrepancy. We see something we want to change. And that's what our businesses tend to be built on. And that's very personal. We are not robots. We are individual, organic, evolving humans. And we need to find the methods that align with how we feel, our values, how we learn. We talked earlier about school and we were all supposed to fit in boxes and we don't. So find your way of working and find ways that help you to do that, whether that's a course, working with somebody. So I think that's the most important thing you can do, is surround yourself with the right people and learn the right techniques that help you to build your business your way.
That's a great reminder from Libby that you're not like everyone else and your business isn't either, and nor should it be. You are unique and we have to find our own way of doing things. But she commented, like many others before her, about the importance of having that tribe, of having those supportive people around you to help you when you need it. So finally, in episode number 46, I interviewed paediatric sleep practitioner Rosie Whitwell. And this is Rosie's advice.
And I think I've probably already covered it a bit, but I would say collect reviews, because I think that becomes much better from someone else than it does from you saying how good you are. I really, that I absolutely 100% would say, don't be embarrassed to ask for reviews. It's, people will be very happy to do it. And don't keep bits. I think I was worried to start with that if I give away all my top tips that people won't want to, she's giving me that for free. But actually, often people want someone to help them through the process rather than doing it for themselves, which I think at the beginning I didn't realize quite so clearly, really, or not clearly at all. So now I absolutely give away all the information that I'm also talking to parents about when they work with me one-to-one. But it's that personal touch that they're paying for. So yeah, give away. Don't be scared to give away your best bits of info, because it will make people see you as the expert, and that's actually what you want. You know, in your sort of point of difference, really, from other people. And yeah, and be patient. Just, you know, over 5 years, it's been a real progression. And I think what's hard to get used to is the ups and downs. So really good months and less good months. And now I'm happy with those less good months because I go out and, you know, do other things, write more blogs, you know, write more social media posts and go out for coffee with friends and, you know, that kind of thing. So I make the most of those quiet times. And then when I'm busy, it's just, yeah, great. So I'm hoping it gets a bit more as time progresses. I'm hoping there are less quiet times and more busy times, and it's a bit more evenly spread.
Rosie was another person who cheated there by giving me three, but we let her off because they were three pieces of advice which are actually different to what we have heard from other people, and they're just as valuable. So collecting reviews, I bang on about this with my clients all of the time. Need to collect testimonials. Do not be embarrassed about it. I sent out an email just yesterday actually asking two clients whose websites I've recently built for them if they would give me some feedback and also leave a review. The second one there was not to be afraid to give your knowledge away for free. And I certainly was very scared when I started out about giving too much knowledge away for free, worried that people would then be able to go off and use that knowledge without me and get somebody else to build their website or build their own. And that's just not the case at all. The more that you can show your expertise, the more people will actually come to you because they know that you know what you're talking about, and they actually pay for the implementation rather than the actual knowledge itself. And the final one there was to be patient and accept that business does have ups and downs. I don't know about you, but certainly I find even now I can go for a few weeks where I don't have any bespoke website bookings at all, and then I can do three in a week. And it's very much like that. Business isn't just sort of a steady state. It does have its ups and downs. So there we have it. I hope you've enjoyed this 50th episode of a look back at some of the best piece of advice that my guests have given us over the first 50 episodes of my podcast. And I very much enjoy doing these podcasts, and I'd love to hear from you. I'd love to hear what it is that you have enjoyed listening to, what you would like to hear more of, what you don't want to hear any more of. And if there's anything that I haven't been doing on the podcast that you would really love me to do, then please do let me know. This podcast is very much for you. And say, although I enjoy doing it, it is actually ultimately for you and for you to get the benefit from. So please do drop me a line at sayhello@beyondthekitchentable.co.uk or message me on Instagram at beyondthekt. And if you don't already follow me on Instagram, please do come and follow me over there. That's where you'll see, some of that advice that I give away for free, as well as on this podcast, but also some of the behind the scenes stuff, and particularly my dog walks in the morning. If you like deer, I do deer spam on my stories quite a bit. Anyway, that's it for this week. That's it for the 50th episode. I will see you next week for another episode. Thank you so much for listening all the way to the end. If you enjoyed this episode, make sure to follow or subscribe so that you don't miss future episodes. And I'd really appreciate it if you could leave a 5-star review. That makes a massive difference as to whether Apple shares my podcasts more widely. And head over to my website, beyondthekitchentable.co.uk, where you can find all the ways you can work with me, whether you're just starting out, looking to grow your business, or scaling it. And see you next week.